This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, it's our buddy Chris Russell, fresh off his live podcast on HD2 Radio, right down the hallway, GP. He's here in person. I'm looking at him. What's up, buddy? Turn his mic on. Is his mic not on?
Yeah, I don't think. Now it's on. Now it's on. How are you, boys?
We're good, pal. Give me just on a binary. There's nuances always with sports, right? We talk about this. Give me your binary. Very passive this offseason for Washington, meaning stay the course, you draft, you find some more around-the-edge signings like the Cleveland Farrells of the world. Or get big, go aggressive because your opportunity's now.
I think I'm going to go somewhere in the middle of that. Moderately aggressive is how I'll call it. I don't think they'll be reckless. I think they'll be moderately aggressive, and that's probably going to piss off a lot of people because they look and they have $80 million worth of cap space, which we don't even know if that's an accurate number. It's already gone from $100 million down to less than $80 million in the last couple of weeks on overthecap.com. But I think they will spend money. I do not think they will be reckless. I do not think they will just be bringing in big names like a Ronnie Stanley. I would be surprised about that. Just, let's spend $24 million on a 31-year-old tackle.
You are a conservative guy when it comes to making splash moves generally.
Yes.
Would you give up two first-round picks and more and then pay Myles Garrett?
I would for Myles Garrett. The problem,
attaboy, really?
I've been out, in front of this. I know you guys have too. But here's the problem that I discovered. Did you guys realize that Cleveland's got the second worst salary cap space, $31 million reported over, and if you trade Myles Garrett before June 1st, which is ideally when you would want to trade him, but not exclusively, it cost them $36 million worth of dead cap space, so they got a lot of room to make up, a lot of financial maneuvering just to be able to make a trade from Myles Garrett, meaning the Cleveland Browns. Then you've got to decide on the compensation. I think it's more likely, although I don't know how this fits into what Adam Peters wants, that a trade for Myles Garrett would come after June 1st, where there is a much, much, much less cap hit and dead cap money charge for the Cleveland Browns.
I'm a T. Higgins guy. I like him a lot. Mm-hmm. He's a really good player. I think Deebo Samuel's a really good player, too. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving up big resources for either of those guys because of recent injuries and the like. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not doing it for T. Higgins at all, period, because I think, I don't know, it's going to cost $28, $30 million, somewhere in that range per year. Don't forget, Terry McLaurin's a free agent next year or after this upcoming year. So you're going to have to take care of him, whether it be by extension or presumably as a free agent, again next year. So that's number one. Samuel, listen, what is he going to cost? Fourth, fifth round pick, somewhere in that range, maybe even less than that.
Probably I don't know how to extend him, though, right?
Well, do you have to? I mean, or do you just say, Deebo, you got a con? You know, the problem is if you got a contract, like if you just play out his contract, it's still going to cost you, I think it's like 13 or 14 million or somewhere in that. Okay, maybe it's a little bit higher. I know there's a weird option bonus if I remember looking at that right. To me, I don't know, guys. I'd almost rather draft another young receiver, one, but maybe Cooper Kupp. Is Cooper Kupp a little bit cheaper than that? I can't remember his contract.
It's expensive now, but if he's cut. Well,
right, okay. Yeah. So maybe you can work out a cheaper deal than just acquiring the contract of Deebo Samuel, if that makes sense.
Slashy, I'm going to give you four needs for Washington. I want you to rank them from the most to least important need they've got going into the offseason.
Most to least.
Okay. Wide receiver, edge rusher, offensive tackle, cornerback. Go.
I'm going to say edge rusher one that can set the run, like, or the edge, literally, like Khalil Mack. Two, I'll say offensive lineman. I won't necessarily say offensive tackle, but I understand where the premise is going.
Well, before you go on, explain that.
Because I think they could use an upgrade at guard, at specifically left guard, and you might even need a better plan at right guard, because we don't know if Sam Cosmi is going to be ready for week one.
But you would say that is a bigger need than tackle?
Well, it's not if your plan is to move Brandon Coleman to left guard. Like if the plan is to keep Brandon Coleman at left tackle and presumably Wiley, you re-sign Cordelius Lucas, I assume they would want him. I think you need an upgrade there, but I don't know if you need a Ronnie Stanley blow out the budget type acquisition, in my opinion. And if I remember correctly, the free agent market for veteran tackles is not great.
It was paper thin last year.
Yeah, it's not great. I'd have to double check it, but it's not great outside of Ronnie Stanley. I know that. I know he's ringing in my head.
You still got wide receiver
right,
and corner.
Yeah, to me, corner is definitely number three on that list ahead of wide receiver. But wide receiver is definitely a need. You got four guys that are free agents, and I don't know. I'm way high, it seems like, on De'Ami Brown. I think he's going to make some significant cash because the ascending type play, A, in the playoffs as well. B, it's a scarce market, man. I mean, we're talking about Debo and Cooper Kupp. And maybe DK Metcalf. There are not a lot of good guys. I mean, Keenan Allen might be the best receiver. Stephon Diggs coming off of a major blown-out ACL and a complete pain in the ass. I'm not going with any of those guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of guys that were really good. Diggs, yeah. Higgins, Allen, Cooper, Chris Godwin, Brandon Cooks, Deontay Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah. It's not a great time.
So, Godwin would interest me. I don't know about you guys, but he's coming off a major injury.
Yeah, and you know he's like that slot plus role now, right? Yeah. And I love the player, but just like, can I win the bidding war there? So here's where I'm going with my question, kind of as a follow-up to that. I think the league is telling us what their premium positions are.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the corner market, there are guys that were starters that are probably upgrades here that you can go get via free agency. You may be able to do the same via defensive end, although not to the degree of a Garrett or Khalil Mack or someone like that. The places where you can't find guys are tackle and wideout.
Yeah.
That's my 1 and 2 round picks for me. Shuffle up and deal however you want. Those are the premium positions that you can't fill via free agency.
I mean, obviously, we have to see, you know, what happens, of course, in free agency.
Sure, sure.
But, yeah, I don't disagree with that. And the only thing that I would say is this is a deep draft for edge pass rushers. So if you, again, don't get a Khalil Mack, if you decide you're just not in the Myles Garrett business for whatever reason, if you don't go out and get Sweat, who, you know, a lot of people are concerned about some injury history, some inconsistency issues, all that stuff. If you don't get one of those guys, I think it's most likely right now, the way I see it, that you're going to, say with that 29 overall pick, get a defensive end pass rusher type at the bottom part of the first round, or maybe even dump back into the second round, you know, early in the second round and acquire a little more to make up for the Lattimore deal.
Rainey, what is cookies and cream ice cream?
I knew this was coming, and I wish I had a better answer. It's vanilla ice cream with cookies broken up into it, right? Like Oreo cookies. That's
Is it always vanilla ice cream with Oreos?
Yeah. That's what I would. Cookies and cream.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there are variations, right? But you have to have a modifier in front of it. It's like salted caramel cookies and cream ice cream.
Right.
But the general
is the general, like straight up cookies and cream ice cream is
vanilla ice cream and Oreos, right?
That makes sense to me.
My sweet friend, Grant Harrison Paulson, believed it was any ice cream with any cookie. And
honestly,
that's just cookies and cream.
I now think cookies and cream ice cream is one of the best things.
I think Grant would have key lime flavored ice cream with an oatmeal raisin cookie in it.
Well, I wouldn't have it, I'll tell you that. But, I mean, that could be cookies and cream.
It's just because you have a cookie and you have ice cream. That's
it. GP, if you have more key lime ice cream with oatmeal raisin cookies, you'll feel better, man. I know you've been under the weather, brother. You'll feel better.
Yeah.
It is an automatic elixir.
My guy. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.